Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include help for a homeless hostel and a poetry jukebox. But first comes a new acquisition for a Norwich college. A bid to encourage aspiring engineers into a career in the aviation industry has seen a 1.5 metric ton aircraft engine delivered to a Norwich college. The engine, which flew more than 2 million passengers in its 26-year career, is being showcased at the University Technical College in Old Hall Road. It's hoped that students at the college will become inspired into learning how the engine works and choose a career in aviation. The engine was donated by KLM UK Engineering and KLM City Hopper, who hope to encourage students to work at the aircraft maintenance base at Norwich International Airport.
Sports teams will be able to benefit from a new changing room facility on the edge of Norwich, thanks to a £105,000 grant. The money has been used to create three new changing rooms at Sproston Pavilion and refurbish two others already there. It means that multiple games can now take place on the pavilion's recreation ground. Match officials will also have their own dedicated changing room space for the first time. Ian Moncur, chairman of Sproston Town Council, said, "Bringing more sports facilities to Sproston has been a long-term aim of mine, and having grown up locally, I'm particularly aware of the need for these additional amenities." The Town Council worked in partnership with Norfolk County FA to secure a £70,000 grant from the Premier League and the FA Facilities Fund. It was also responsible for carrying out the refurbishment ready for the official opening. Paul Thorogood, Chief Executive of the Football Foundation, said, "This development will provide a real boost to sport in the local area."
A 20-year-old man who took advantage of a power failure to steal £200 from a pensioner living in a Norwich sheltered housing complex has been given 50 weeks custody. Ian James, prosecuting at the Norwich Crown Court, said that the 75-year-old victim popped to see a neighbour after lights at his sheltered home in Mandela Close kept flickering off. When he left the property for a short time, Stuart Brooke was involved with the co-defendant in stealing the cash from the man's property. The court heard that Brooke, 20, claimed he couldn't remember anything about the incident as he was high on drugs at the time, but now wanted to turn his life around and stay off drugs. Brooke of Ashby Street, Norwich, admitted the burglary.
Generous donors and devoted volunteers have raised more than £90,000 in just 2 months to extend a homeless hostel in Norwich. Christmas shoppers and long-standing supporters amassed the sum for St Martin's Housing Trust since the start of December. The cash will see 5 bedrooms added to Bishop Bridge House, a 30-bed hostel on Gas Hill. Derek Player, the charity's general manager, celebrated with volunteers and revealed that in the 2 months, more than £30,000 have been raised from supermarket collections in the Greater Norwich area alone. It comes as Norwich sees a rise in the number of rough sleepers. Mr. Player said, "We record very meticulously the people that we engage with on the streets, and in the 3 months leading up to New Year's Eve, we saw 100 people. In the 12 months to the end of March last year, we saw 200. So in just one quarter, we saw half as many." The rise is one felt nationally, he added, with the rising private rents and welfare cuts, both factors. The money will also be used for a so-called sit-up service, a designated area to look after people who arrive in the early hours of the morning. Currently, if we have someone come in at 3 a.m, we aren't really able to help them and have to turn some people away, Mr. Player said. But the sit-up service will mean we are able to accommodate them until the morning.
A Norfolk bus company has asked Twitter to launch an investigation after a fake account on the social networking website began tweeting false travel information. Sanders coaches also urged commuters to ignore the account, that's at Charles Sanders C, which used the name of its managing director, Charles Sanders. It also featured a picture of one of the firm's orange buses as its profile picture, but the firm said it wasn't linked to them in any way. The company asked Twitter to investigate after the account began to tweet false travel details. It also contacted police, although it was waiting to find the results of Twitter's inquiries before taking any further action.
Rare iridescent mother-of-pearl clouds have been spotted in our region's skies. Snaps of the nacreous clouds were taken above Kosi and elsewhere in Norwich. The clouds form in the Earth's lower stratosphere, a lot higher than usual, over polar regions when the sun is just below the horizon. When the sun shines on them, it creates their distinctive pearly appearance. They are seen mostly during winter at high latitudes in Scandinavia, Iceland, Alaska, and northern Canada. However, they can occur in the UK when there are storms.
Alcohol-related 999 calls to Prince of Wales Road in Norwich are spiralling and adding to the pressure on the ambulance service, new figures reveal. Almost half of all call-outs on the Clubland area come between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, as paramedics are forced to deal with people unconscious, ill, or suffering falls while drunk. New measures are now helping police reduce disorder in the area, once dubbed the most dangerous street in Norfolk by a senior police officer. But new figures show the number of emergency calls for the Prince of Wales and Riverside areas have risen sharply over recent years, from 450 in 2013-14 to 588 in 2014-15.
Whether you prefer Lewis Carroll or Kipling, Wordsworth or Keats, the chances are Norwich street performer Gary Dexter can recite the poetry of your favourite writer. For Mr. Dexter, 53, is somewhat of a human poetry jukebox with an impressive repertoire of more than 150 poems he has learned by heart. On most Friday and Saturday nights, he could be found out and about in Norwich entertaining people with verses of their choice, effortlessly switching from Shakespeare to Spike Milligan. Mr. Dexter, who has a master's degree in poetry and is the author of several novels and other books under the name Alex Quick, started his act to take a break from computers. He said, "I stop people and say, 'Sorry to bother you, but do you have a favourite poem or poet? We talk about poetry, and if they have a favourite poem, I will recite it. And if they enjoy it, and only if they enjoy it, I offer my hat for any change they may have.'" He has been doing his act for about 6 months and has made a list of the most popular poems. Top of the list is If by Rudyard Kipling, followed by W.H. Auden's Stop All the Clocks and Philip Larkin's This Be the Verse. Currently, his own favourite poem is William Wordsworth's The Daffodils. "The more I have recited it, the more I like it. It is a very beautiful, sweet, innocent poem about the beauty of flowers," he said.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday. Not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Brian Kerridge. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765365. That's 01603 765365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now, from everyone at Chatterbox, goodbye.
Goodbye.